Well, it is the 30th day of July 2013. Wayne Nelson is out of the office this afternoon. John Hester is there in his stead for us. Thanks, John, for taking the time to fill in today. We do appreciate that.
Thank you for having me, Todd.
Well, kind of an interesting week, a couple of weeks. What have the clients been talking to you about mostly?
Where the support is in the fall grains, corn and beans.
And do you have a good answer for them?
You know, I think with this perfect weather conditions right now that probably corn is still got a little more weather premium to take out of it. You know, I think 450 will probably hold the Dease corn. And, you know, on the soy product, $12 was support today, and that held. If it breaks that, then 1175 to 1180 is next resistance area there, or support area.
Yeah, the next support area is the 450, the $11 area. Are you of a mind that that's kind of the center point for the marketing for the year, roughly speaking, if we have a normal growing season the rest of the way out and we end up with a crop that's, I don't know, whatever size the marketplace thinks it is at this point? Now, what kind of, or maybe I should ask it this way. What kind of range would you give the marketing year at this time?
The marketing year?
Yeah. A lot longer out than maybe you think most of the time.
You know, if an average weather event the rest of the summer, and then, of course, you get into the fact, you know, what's South America going to plant and how much more will they plant, I would think that probably 425 on the extreme low end of the corn. I think we have a chance back to 550, 575 on the upper side, maybe $6.
Oh, wow.
It all depends on demand, too.
Right.
Ethanol demand and foreign demand. And
So you see opportunity yet in the marketplace then?
Long term, possibly, yes.
I understand. Excellent. And for soybeans, do you have kind of a range? Soybeans seem like they might be a tougher call, or maybe even a wider range. I'm just not, they'd be wider default, but kind of a wider ratio.
You know, if the crop's better than they're speculating right now, you know, I think beans could go, they could have a 10 in front of them. $10.90, $11 to, you know, depending on what South America does on their bean crop and the rest of the world and demand, you know, to maybe back to 13.5.
Right. So tell me about conditions around Crawfordsville. Do you have a good crop, both corn and soybeans?
We have. Right now, I personally feel like if it didn't rain again, that we'd have 150, 60 bushel corn.
And have you been getting rain today? We've had
have not had any yet.
Okay, we've had about almost, not quite 2/10 yet, a 10th and 3/4.
And
here,
I think if we get, you know, another inch and a half rain the next 10 days, you know, we're looking at a great crop, 200.
Right, right.
I mean, it's probably 80% tasseled. Beans are waist high, full of bloom, pods. It's just that best crop I've seen around here probably in 7-8 years.
And so, but you still find some optimism in your corn price, though. So I suspect you're thinking that out west they must not be doing nearly so well.
You know, I agree with that statement. You know, I don't know what I believe, how good or bad it is. It is out west. I've seen pictures on both sides of it. You know, unplanted acres, corn knee-high, then the next row of pictures they show, you know, the corn's 6-7 foot tall and tasseled out, looking good. So
yeah, Jerry Gulke, who is our guest on Commodity Week just before I went on the show this afternoon, texted me some pictures, by the way, speaking of photos, of corn in northern Illinois, and it looks good. That's the second set of corn that I've had that has been more than blistered, or at least blistered and fully blistered from one end to the other. The other came from, I think, the Belleville area. That one was laid up against a ruler. It was 12-inch, and I think Jerry had his up against a regulation-sized letter, so just a legal-sized letter, so what's that, 10 inches across. And that was a good year, too. So it'll be interesting to watch it all come to fruition. John, thank you. Any final word before I let you go for the day?
Well, the only thing I know, I was just going to make the comment, our sweet corn's ready here, and I've been out in the sweet corn patch a little bit, and I have seen no bugs in the sweet corn or any disease whatsoever. So
that's a good sign for a good crop. Hey, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You too. That's John Hester. He is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. And Wayne Nelson-Stead, we thank him for being on air with us this afternoon.